A new report obtained by National Public Radio provides a sobering assessment of President Bush's billion-dollar hydrogen initiative, which introduces affordable clean cars that burn hydrogen by 2020. The report, written by a panel of prominent physicists, says that major scientific breakthroughs are needed if the initiative is to succeed. The report also is critical of how research dollars are being spent, and it warns that the entire proposal may fail if expectations are not scaled back. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
President Bush laid out his vision for a hydrogen economy in his State of the Union address last year, and it got sustained applause from both sides of the aisle.
A simple chemical reaction between hydrogen and oxygen generates energy, which can be used to power a car, producing only water, not exhaust fumes. With a new national commitment, our scientists and engineers will overcome obstacles to taking these cars from laboratory to showroom, so that the first car driven by a child born today could be powered by hydrogen and pollution-free.
The new report, which will be released today, comes from some of those very scientists, a group convened by the American Physical Society, the nation's primary organization of research physicists. Peter Eisenberger, a physicist at Columbia University, chaired the committee.
The overview should be that currently we have really no production capability. We have no material that can store it, and we have no infrastructure to deliver the hydrogen to a broad market.
For instance, he says, hydrogen can be produced using any energy source, natural gas, coal, nuclear, wind, or solar, but there's currently no easy way to distribute it. Also, people expect to be able to drive 300 miles on a tank. Today, Eisenberger says there is simply no way to store that much hydrogen in a small, lightweight container. Getting there will take a major scientific breakthrough. As for the target date of competitive cars by 2020, Eisenberger was once the director of research at Exxon. He says that seems optimistic.
We know how long that's going to take, and it's not going to happen by 2020.
The report says that, given that all this appears to be a long way off, the Department of Energy should be spending more money on basic research questions, like how to store hydrogen, and less on demonstration projects that study how hydrogen can be made using coal or nuclear power. A National Academy of Sciences report released last month made some similar points, as does a newly released book called The Hype About Hydrogen. The Department of Energy, for its part, agrees hydrogen poses challenges. George Sverdrup, a technology manager at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, is simply more optimistic.
Well, I see the great promise, and I think that a scientific and engineering establishment in the United States wants to be challenged with difficult problems, and we've solved difficult problems before, and so I'm trusting that we'll do it again.
In the past, many difficult problems have remained difficult problems. There was the electric car that never made it. The report points out that President Ford proposed making a synthetic fuel from coal, also during a State of the Union address, also didn't happen. More recently, President Clinton launched an initiative to make zero-emission cars that could get 80 miles to the gallon. Still, that doesn't mean hydrogen won't work. That's the perspective of Jonathan Pershing, an analyst at the World Resources Institute. He's also worked for the State Department as a negotiator on climate change issues.
Everyone that I've talked to believes that by about 50 years out, hydrogen is a fundamental part of our energy infrastructure. Of course, if you only look 20 years out, no one thinks it's part of the energy infrastructure. So apparently, between 20 and 50 years, magic happens.
Pershing says that if climate change or pollution become more of a concern, the world may switch to hydrogen, even if it's more expensive or a tankful doesn't go so far. Pershing says everyone is talking about hydrogen, officials at the European Union, politicians in Iceland, Germany, and Japan.
This is not a low-level exercise. There's a degree of political consensus, albeit maybe not all that well-informed yet, that's prepared to move in this direction for a host of reasons. And the politics play out, and I think play out in favor of a hydrogen future rather than in favor of technology blocks.
The House Science Committee this week will look into how far away the hydrogen dream really is. Peter Eisenberger, the chair of the committee that wrote this report, is scheduled to testify. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.